Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom.
Ahoy!
Ash.
Hello.
And me, Craig. We're all back here, just finished game week 11. For your fantasy football needs.
Mm.
That's us.
Oh, that was so creepy.
It was very sexual and creepy, and I like that. That's okay. Game week 11, it's done. In the can. Is that what they say?
Yeah, it is. Well in the can.
Yeah. How did we get on? I know how we got on. It's in front of me. I don't know why I asked you. Close this week between the three of us personally. I don't know how everyone else fared on. You know, we'll get on to that in a second. Tom.
Who came top again?
65 points for Thomas Holmes.
Many, many thanks.
Yeah.
Many thanks.
Ash 63 points, me 60. It's all quite close.
Yeah.
So
second week in a row that T-Dog has lit the bloody world alight.
And the second week you've referred yourself in the third person. So, I mean, it's no coincidence.
A lot more. Now they're all coming. Finishing the top out of us three.
Yeah. Yeah. Sanchez was your big factor again, wasn't it, really?
Having Sanchez, Aguero, making him captain. I think a lot of people, I think you, Craig, you tweeted, when Aguero scored the second goal, that was the big thing. Because obviously, for people that had put him over Costa... as captain, because Costa just the one goal.
That was the big decision.
It was a big decision that did me a favour. I haven't even got Costa in the team, let alone give him the bloody armband.
There was a lot of team Costa / team Aguero.
Yeah, there was.
It was like some sort of Twilight Saga war.
I think now it's going to be you have to have one of the two, and I don't think many people have got both.
It's a lot of money, because Aguero's coming in at
12.5.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But I've managed to get him in, so Costa's going to struggle to get back in. Ash... another not great week. 63, same as me. It's in the middle.
Well, no, it's been pretty disastrous because 63 is my unlucky number. So getting 63 points is a total loss. Plus, James is now a point ahead of me in the league.
Why is it? I can't get past the fact 63 is a very bizarre number to have as an unlucky number.
Ah, well, because 64 is my lucky number. Yeah. So...
right.
Yeah, so it's the antithesis of it. It's the evil.
It's the one before.
You've got to look out for it,
That makes 26 my unlucky number.
Well, there you go.
27's your lucky number.
Done the maths, you're onto this.
Ah, well, 27 is my second luckiest number, if such a thing.
This is mental. This is an absurd conversation.
Well, no, because if you factor it into fantasy football, I think there's probably a mathematical way of building a good team around trying to get 64 points a week.
My lucky number's 4.
Which you've scored a few times.
Which I have scored over the course of several weeks.
Yeah. But in terms of football, the weekend itself, it was, apart from the games that were televised, Match of the Day at one point looked like one of the most boring viewing spectacles ever. At the 3 o'clock kickoffs are coming, and I was just starting to make plans for 10:30.
Half time, it was one goal.
Instantly people were looking at their TV guide of what was on at 10:30 at night. If there's a half decent film, if Police Academy 7's on, I'll watch this.
I don't reckon people still look at a bloody TV guide, Craig.
I meant on Sky.
Yeah.
On
Radio Times. Let's get the biro out and ring what we're going to
do. Do you not get the Christmas Radio Times?
I really get excited about the Christmas Radio Times. Yeah,
yeah, and adverts out.
Do you still set the code on your VCR?
I mean, I don't have a VCR.
I imagine very much so that you do, and that you're on there and you're like 7 6 3 2 1 4 coach trip record.
Well, firstly, how do you know my code?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I don't actually. I don't
my
need
house
the TV
is full of VHS.
Oh, yours actually is.
It is.
Have you seen it?
My girlfriend made, when we moved in, she made me throw away so much shit, like really important stuff, but she had to keep all her VHS of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He's got
furious.
He's got like a great big wall of VHS stuff. Somewhere around there.
Can you not just like for Christmas buy her the complete Buffy on DVD and then she can get rid of them?
I already have.
Oh,
she's supposed to keep them.
She won't get rid of them.
But shit, you haven't got a DVD player, have you?
VHS player?
Yeah, but you haven't got a DVD player.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Oh, big time.
You've never even seen a DVD.
Yeah, yeah. I've got all of them.
Busted.
Betamax.
No, they don't have them, but if you can read the back of them, you don't need the film.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
You just keep reading them.
So we've done VHS and lucky numbers.
We might talk about some football. Yeah. Anyway, football. We are, 4.5 minutes.
4.5 minutes.
Everyone else...
VHS, lucky numbers. Right. What's everyone's views on Wombles? They're a bit weird, isn't they?
You see how
any regular listeners now fucked off and listened to something else.
Yeah.
But no,
see how I am.
Big talking. It's football. We'll get back to football. Southampton march on. Saints.
Wow.
Second in the league. I think it's 11 wins from 12. They've got City, Arsenal, United in the next four games, as well as a game against Villa next. And Mick McGivern, one of our regular listeners, and in sort of top 10 in the league.
Yay!
McGivers has sort of said Pella hasn't scored in three. Is their run coming to an end? Is his run coming to an end? Views?
He's still getting points. I've only just put him in since he stopped scoring, which is just classic T-Dog. Mm. But I think he still scored me about 5-6 points last week.
Got an assist,
even
didn't
when
he?
He's well, not, it's just because Shane Long got both the goals.
Yeah, which was great. He's getting points, which is better than a lot of the strikers that I have put in place of him before. So,
who did you say were the games they've got coming up?
They've got Villa next.
Right.
And then in the three games after that, they've got Man City, Arsenal and Man United.
They'll spank.
Well,
but the point is, there's nothing that Saints should be fearful of about Arsenal or Man United right now. I don't know the Arsenal games at home or not, but if it's at St Mary's, they shouldn't be worried. And Man United away or home, they should fancy taking 3 points from that.
Even Wenger admitted after Sunday, he said, it's City's league, didn't he?
But Chelsea.
Oh, did he say Chelsea?
It'll be Chelsea, really.
he's so out of touch, he doesn't even know who's winning the league anymore.
Yeah. So that's what I meant. Yeah, he said, it's down to Chelsea. I think he's pretty much given in. That fourth spot,
if you're accepting fourth in November, it's not great for an Arsenal fan, is it?
After, 11 games?
But hadn't they accepted fourth in, August? About August the 15th,
The fans is one thing to do that, but a manager who's tasted victory and league wins, unbeatable years, shouldn't be going for fourth place come November.
But really, I think, really, he's just a retired old guy that hangs around and they're like, oh, yeah. You got to keep it running nicely, just get to fourth, and he's like, yeah, you've done really well, got us to fourth again. Yeah. Mad old bastards.
Yeah, he keeps calling Mertesacker and Koscielny Tony and Martin. So he's straight out of touch, he's lost it. Yeah. But no, it's Saints, I don't think they've got anything to be scared of from those. And in terms of Mick's question about whether to take Pella out, I think having three Southampton your players, no matter who they are, is something you should probably look at having in your squad right now, because they're scoring points.
And they're slightly cheaper.
Yeah,
the goals are getting shared round. Pella's got quite a few of them. Long's got a couple now. Tadic scores points. Schneiderlin got the odd point. The back four, Forster and Bertrand, have scored me 6 points nearly every week.
Yeah.
So
haven't they got the second, I think they've conceded the third lowest amount of goals in Europe.
Really?
I think it's Bayern and somebody else. Bayern and Juventus are the only two that have conceded less.
Wow. I won't be looking to take Southampton players out of my team just because they've got those games coming up personally.
And that's the thing. They are, everyone is expecting that they're going to hit this slump and then just sort of even out a little bit. And if it does happen, it will be surely over the next few weeks when they do have the harder games.
Yeah.
But I think they've shown that they can, it's not just a fluke, they can beat decent teams.
Yeah.
And they can stay up there. And I think, if they do hit a slight slump, they're going to then come back off.
Yeah, they're not going to suddenly become a bottom half side.
Exactly,
so they're still going to be, and no one would bat an eyelid if you had three Spurs players, three Everton players in your lineup. And I think they're going to finish around that top 6-7 benchmark. So I won't be getting rid of them for their value.
The question really will be, what if they do win? Say if they get two wins and a draw out of those games.
Yeah.
Well, they've got to be Champions League if they've beaten the other three.
I think so, yeah. If they come through, if they get a draw against Arsenal, they beat Villa, they beat United, and maybe lose to City or even scrape a draw against City, I think that's pretty decent results.
I think that's pretty realistic as well.
If the City side that played against QPR, played against West Ham, comes out against Southampton, they're going to get smashed.
Yeah, you can't play like that at St Mary's. City look like they're capitulating to Chelsea. The league could be done in. Yeah, and that's a good point. Did you watch the QPR City game?
Yeah, it's all the highlights.
Apart from Aguero being phenomenal.
That
you start to think, we wrote off QPR, but you look at them and think maybe they've got a chance, maybe?
Depends if Austin's going to play the Inzaghi role all season, just stand 10 yards offside and keep heading the ball in. And eventually the linesman just sort of gives up and you get a goal.
There's only so many chicken dances you can do before the referee's going to give you a goal.
That's the worst, isn't it? When you have a disallowed goal but you're really, really committed to the celebration.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Now do that twice.
Yeah, exactly. That's horrible, isn't it?
He looks a player though. Only 25 years old.
Yeah.
He's kind of come into the
game
late.
He's younger than he looks, I think, isn't he?
Yeah. He's had a tough life, I think.
He's had a tough eight round.
And he... scoring goals, he's got to be one of the top English scorers.
Well, cannot I say that in the pre-seasons Edinburgh special, I mentioned, you said, and I'll try and do your voice, you said, oh, Tom! you said, who do you think is someone to watch out for this season? And I said, Charlie Austin.
Mm.
Bang.
Yeah.
Teabag is making the...
Did you put him in your team?
No, I did actually at the start, didn't I? And then he got, I don't think he actually played for the first three games, and so I chucked him out, and now he's playing well again. It's classic teabag.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's just all day long I'll do shit like that. That's just what I'm like.
T_TH calls it.
Yeah. Bloody mad, isn't he?
Yeah.
But, yeah, he does. I think he's going to go up increasingly in people's picks, but, you know, we said last week Stephen Fletcher was that kind of under the radar.
Was a great shout. And do you know what? I'd made my substitution for that week. I'd put Naismith in because I didn't have the money. I explained last week, and I didn't have a lot of money. I was like, oh, and I didn't want Yoloa. And it wasn't until after the podcast I thought, fuck, I should have put him in.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't score, but they did get a result.
Mm. So I effectively just copied what you did.
That's all right.
So
that's why we're here.
But I'm probably going to do that next week.
Well, now Austin seems the one. He's kind of anyone's under the radar, though he may very well be on the radar now.
Yeah.
But as a checker, as of today, he's 5.8 million. He's picked by 2.4%. That was when I checked this afternoon.
Oh, right.
So, Charlie Austin. But that's still after his game against City. And upcoming next 3 weeks, or next three game weeks, I should say,
yeah.
QPR have Newcastle, Leicester and Swansea. So
there's
games there where he's a good enough goal scorer to get the odd goal.
But that's the thing. I mean, if I put him in, he stopped scoring.
I mean, you say that as if that's scientific fact.
It is. It literally is. It's mad. But yeah, I think that'll be my. Obviously, it's too early without a game week next week, or rather this week. Sorry, it's too early to make your substitutions now.
Of course, yeah.
I'm guessing none of us three have made our transfers. No.
Even me, and I like making early. But all you need is a leg breaking in
exactly.
The international break.
Well, yeah. I've got Fabregas has gone yellow, lads.
Yeah,
could be jaundice. And yeah, so I mean, that's going to be a potential issue.
And I guess 2 weeks of Costa, will he, won't he?
Mm. Oh, yeah, God.
Exactly. So,
play for Spain, won't he play for Spain?
Yeah. I'm not doing anything until sort of next Friday.
Not even logging in.
Not even going to look at it. Not even
going to
look at it. Probably going to delete it, if anything.
I think
there
will there be...
No, I won't do that, that's stupid. Makes no sense.
Don't delete it.
Don't delete your account.
I think there should be some sort of Sky Sports News barometer of tiredness, like a little thing with like Z going up the screen.
Yeah.
That monitors Sterling.
Yeah.
See how tired he gets over the course.
Yeah. He looks quite busy. No one's got him now, have they?
No, he hasn't scored for a little while.
He looked
quite
busy on.
He's Saturday. Fine. They'll play him in the qualifier. It's a tougher game.
Well,
and
I've still got him. I was going to drop him a couple of times, but after these qualifiers, and he normally plays. He's England's only good player.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll play well, and then might come three, and then Liverpool have got four easy games or easier games.
Yeah, you say that, but they
so. I mean, they're terrible, but you think if you've kept him in for the last couple of weeks, you may as well stick with him now for the next four.
Yeah.
I mean, the Liverpool point's a good one because they are dropping points all over the show as Spurs. And we've said a few times, if they're in your side, why? You need some serious justification if you've got Liverpool Spurs players in your side. If you're looking to offload them, looking at Newcastle, they look like they're kind of back on track. Are they players you might want to ship in now?
Oh, I did a brilliant one where it shows how my season's been going. I did a load of transfers, and I transferred out Sigurdsson, which is like, they're on the up, although he's not had that many points.
Yeah.
He's been good, although he did get an assist
to
score.
He got a goal, yeah.
Yeah, but I put in Chadley, so that's a fair, decent swap.
Yeah.
Although, obviously, Swansea's form's better than Tottenham's.
Yeah.
And then it was a choice between Harry Kane,
mm-hmm.
who scored loads in Europe, but will he? You know, was he going to play or not? And he did.
He got the start, yeah. We predicted that, but we didn't get the goal bit right. Yeah.
It was either him or the other person I had in my team was like Ozzy Perez.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're both the same price, they're both 4.8 million.
Yeah.
And I took them in and out for about an hour. I switched them around. And then right at the end, I was like, I'll go for Harry Kane.
Oh.
And of course, Perez came on and scored.
And that's what he cost at the time, 4.8 million, Perez.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, another good success story, a couple of people tweeted us that they had Yan Mat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he gets two assists, man of the match, looking class with that kind of wing-back role that he plays for Holland. But
yeah, he looks
did
really
anyone
nice.
Have the Southampton guy who scored twice?
Long? Yeah. Well, no, because Long's been coming off the bench a lot.
Yeah.
And he's not as cheap as the likes of, you know, a Perez, a Naismith, a Fletcher, any of those.
Yeah.
So, no, I didn't have him. And I think if anyone's got a Southampton striker, it's Pella. But you forget he's a good player.
Mm.
My Naismith bet didn't really come off.
He didn't, mate.
One point he got.
Yeah.
But at least he got a point.
At least he tried.
At least he tried. Yeah. Bless him.
With any luck, he'll get injured on the international break, yeah, and you have to get rid of him.
Well, he's going, yeah.
He's got to go.
Although, then again, I assume he plays for Scotland.
He does.
So he could well score about 15 goals against us and then come back renewed.
Well, they've got Ireland in the qualifiers. They've got to play Ireland.
Oh, really?
Well. Yeah. So they've got Ireland and England. And then one last point people have been asking us as well, actually. The usual suspects, people's teams are starting to look very, 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 yeah, very similar. So a lot of people have that mix of the people who were clever calls a couple of weeks ago, like Gylfi Sigurdsson, Chadli at Spurs, and you felt quite smug strolling, yeah, into work, telling everyone that you had them. Everyone's now got them. So there is a lot of teams that look very Sigurdsson, Chadli, Aguero, Costa, Sanchez, even the likes, mm-hmm, of Downing, Forster, Bertrand, yeah, Klein. Yeah, they're, yeah, all in everyone's chambers. They're in everyone's side. Yeah. And, you know, when do you start sort of taking a risk and thinking, I've got to get some low percentage picks and find the next gem, which we're saying could be a Perez or could be a Fletcher or could be an Austin? Or do you keep them the same?
Depends. I think there's certain people you've got to keep the same. There's no point in taking out someone like Aguero and taking a punt on someone, but it's taking, you know, someone out who, like for me, Eriksen, yeah, ain't been playing. I was going to put in Chadli.
Yeah.
But like you say, everyone's going for Chadli. So I think maybe in that sense, you know, in that instance, stick in someone that might start scoring.
I suppose teams starting to come onto form, which is where teams like Newcastle, mm, players would fit into that mould.
Andy Carroll looked busy when he came on the other day, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He,
yeah,
will play.
What's the chances? How much is Carroll, do you reckon?
He's really expensive still.
Is he really expensive?
Probably overpriced. He'll probably come in a lot more expensive than the likes of Sacco or Enner Valencia, yeah, even, because of, you know, his heritage beforehand. He scored goals. He's been, when he had that season for Newcastle, he was a Premier League,
yeah, absolutely,
great pick, yeah, wasn't he? So you kind of suffered, yeah, for
nearly,
that.
He nearly scored as soon as he came on, didn't he?
Saying that, he's only, he's 6.9 million.
Right.
All. It could be a good money spinner, though, like points-wise.
Yeah.
You know, increasing value. He's 9.6 million, but picked by 0.0%.
He's 9.6 million. 6.9. 6.9.
6.9, sorry. Right. Sorry. But picked by 0.0% of people.
Right.
0.0.
He didn't even pick himself.
Shit. Yeah. So if he does anything, if he plays,
yeah,
some people are going to get him. His value is going to go
in. That's that middle value where they're not going to be a shit third striker. Mm. You have to make sacrifices to get him in.
Exactly, yeah. So is it worth it?
But then I've got a million in the bank. Maybe this is it. Maybe it's Carroll time.
Oh, I've got a million in the bank. Christmas Carroll time. I had
1 million. You had about seven. No,
six or seven. But, yeah.
Ridiculous.
I've not seen any interest on that at all.
Yeah.
You won't do. No, you won't do.
No.
A quick rundown of where we are with our actual league. I saw said where we are. Tom, you've burned your way up there, burning up the ground up to 103rd.
Yeah.
Ash is in 44th.
Oh, I'm going to kill myself.
That's terrible.
But, yeah, so...
I'm going to kill myself.
Not an exaggeration. Because, of course, James, our guest from the previous,
yeah,
but one pod, jumped a point ahead of me. We, yeah, forgot to mention, he did change his Twitter.
Did he?
He did. He changed it. And he's got a lot of followers.
Yeah.
He changed his picture to...
Nottingham Forest.
No, he did. He went slightly different there. And when he messaged me about it, I thought, I'm not sure about this. When I saw it, it was quite clever. He changed his little picture, yeah, little one, to a picture of Robin Hood, like a thing of it. And then he changed his big banner thing to Sherwood Forest.
He's not into stealing from the rich and giving to the poor.
No, I don't think so. So made a
Tory.
Whole...
Tory bastard.
Yeah.
Oh,
satire.
Satire. Politics. So we've got, yeah, that covered.
Yeah.
The gaffer tapes. So we've got popular culture, VHS, politics, and just a splattering of football. And I'm up in 28th place still at the moment.
That's pretty good. On.
And Ryan Hirons, the old foe that you tried to
have,
had just gone 1 point above me this week. Elsewhere in the actual league, the business end where the good people are.
Who's Tom?
Brian Coates is still top. He's 112 years and counting. He's a Hearts fan. Phil Taylor. PT. Johnny McLaren's Phil Taylor's, yeah, in second place. The biggest mover into third is Swedgy Blinker. Into Swedgy third Blinker. With 77
not
points.
I'm familiar with that voice, that name, sorry.
Yeah,
that
he's the manager, Swedgy Blinker.
Yeah.
And Mad Cash Cows and Jumpers for Goalposts move into the top 10. And then a big score, just in 11th, I thought was worth mentioning, got 80 points this week, is Obi-Wan Kenobi nil.
Yeah, I've seen that. Whereabouts the Saunders brothers now?
Saunders brothers are around, but they haven't been on the top three kind of radar for a while. They've got work to do.
Jack's still fourth.
The Saundi. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
fourth
Jack's
and sixth.
Fourth and sixth.
They're still up there. They're still a power couple.
Still looking alright. They're still looking
alright. They are still.
But I'm progressively climbing sort of a few points every week, a few places every week, so about four or five.
Yeah.
So give me a few weeks. and I'll break that.
Yeah.
If I get in that top bit of the table in the first 50 names.
Is it not annoying having to like click next twice just to get to your team?
Yeah.
It'd be nice just to go onto that second page.
Demoralising as well.
A little bit.
Just going back to something we were talking about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Charlie Austin.
Yeah.
Were you going to say VHS?
What did you think of the disallowed goal? The first one, obviously, he did the Inzaghi and was 18 foot offside.
Yeah.
What about the other one where he got past the ball?
The double touch.
Yeah, that is myth, isn't it?
Apparently, Joe Hart knew the rules very quickly because as soon as he did it, he pointed and sort of said, no, I've touched it twice. The problem there is, why, if the goalkeeper kicks it twice, does he get to retake it? Why isn't it an indirect free kick in the box?
Why isn't it? Why wouldn't you play advantage? Why does the advantage rule not apply?
I don't know. I don't think it does. I don't know. There must be something in there with the advantage rule because it's not actually an offence. It's like a bit. It's an error rather than an offence. So,
but if someone mistakenly takes a free kick, you get an indirect free kick, right?
Yes, that's what I mean. That's why I thought it should be.
But advantage only replaces a free kick. I don't understand. I think that's so weird.
I don't know. Fair play to the ref because all the pundits in the studio were sort of saying, no, that should stand, that goal, or this, that, or should be an indirect free kick. But it seems a bit of a warped rule. But Joe Hart knew he had done it instantly.
Yeah.
More to the point, why is he... It was a bit of a, you know,
a total fuck
mal-coordinated
up.
Thing to do, yeah.
Yeah, it did seem a lot in that game. A lot of a big versus small club where it was like, whatever Man City do, oh yeah, it's a goal, brilliant, yeah, good, you can have that decision. Oh, you double kicked it, all right, yeah, don't worry, take that.
That
again.
Sounds like another NFL move.
Yeah.
You double kick. but yeah, I don't know. I mean, either way, Austin, you know, he scored a couple of goals anyway, but I think the rules, that was how it was going to go, apparently. Mm-hmm. But all I know is, as we'll talk about in part two, the Gaffer Gambler, City were an absolute bastard this weekend and cost a lot of people a lot of things. But that's pretty much us having had a chat through game week 11. Obviously, feel free to tweet us in when you listen to podcasts at the Gaffer Tapes. We're going to go through some of your tweets in part two and all your teams that you keep sending us, which is great.
Yeah.
And obviously, in part three, we're going to go through one of our followers, Twitter followers and listeners' teams that we've been requested to go through. But for the moment, that's all for part one. And we'll be back in a second with part two of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Comedy Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. Got it all out, one breath.
Yeah.
Perfect. So yeah, part one we talked about game week 11 and how you got on, how we got on, the league as it stands. And like we say, tweet us in at the Gaffer Tapes with any football talking points. We might pass them over to someone way more qualified than us. Mm. Or we might try and reply, one of the three of us.
Yeah.
We're all over that Twitter account.
I usually just retweet stuff from the account. I don't ever try to get involved and go, good call, yeah.
That's all you need to say.
Good idea. I'd probably do the same if I was you.
That's it.
I might do that.
Just do that.
Yeah.
We know now, though, that it's
yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
But yeah, a lot of you had tweeted us during the week in the little section we like to call Tweets for My Tweet.
Sorry, I fumbled it.
No, it's all right. It's okay. We didn't want you to sing reggae.
Okay, yeah.
It's okay. There's no need for it. But Tweets for My Tweet, yeah, so a lot of you had tweeted in. We got a tweet from Adam, who we went through his team last week. Adams A101.
Was it actually Ben Adams from A1?
Yes. It wasn't.
Shit.
No, it's Adam from football blog, very good football blog called Man on the Post, who gave us a recommendation last week saying give these guys a listen if you can't listen to us.
There's
this
actually
week.
A post workers blog with the same name.
Man on the Post.
Yeah.
It's just
about talks about letters and shit.
Postal strikes.
Yeah. Oh, first class stamps. I love them.
Yeah. What's the best thing you found in a birthday card?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. No, he said took a points penalty to get Aguero in. Isn't worth waiting another week when he's playing QPR. He was right. He was damn straight. Worth the points penalty. We got a couple of Hurricanes tweets, it's safe to say.
Yeah.
And quite a few screenshots. Stimmo,
Stimmers! S-Bag!
Yes, S-Bag. S-Bag tweeted us. And he said, I want to know why the number 10 is playing in goal with and without gloves. Madness.
Yeah, we saw very that. Very true. Yeah.
Number 10 in goal.
I don't know. Maybe I'm assuming that probably the original goalkeeper was kidnapped. And then they said, well, you know, you haven't got a goalkeeper. They also kidnapped the substitutes. And someone's got to go in goal. And number 10 probably used to play in goal, but hadn't played in goal for about 10 years. And was like, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah.
You go, but you can, Alan. You can.
Alan.
Definitely wasn't called Alan. But so I'm just guessing that's probably.
And then what happened to the gloves?
Don't you know?
He had webbed hands.
Yeah. All the time. All the time. He had webbed hands.
Was that better than what you were going to come up
yeah,
with?
Yeah, it was. I panicked. I was going to say the gloves were buried.
But he sent us a photo of one. And then we actually, weirdly, got a tweet from Alan. Alan Whitby-Lear, not the goalkeeper, another Alan, a completely separate Alan, who said that he had the VHS box set and the guy on the cover was giant but had great feet for a big lad. So if you and Alan want to get together and talk VHS...
What, the cartoon Alan or...
All Alan three, Whitby-Lear. You, all Alan and Will and Whitby-Lear, just sitting together talking VHS.
Yeah, we'll do that, we'll give it a go.
Tom and the Two Alans is a podcast I want to hear.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Tom and the Two Alans.
The Alan Keys. I don't know.
That's what we call our band, yeah.
I don't know.
Because we're obviously going to have to create a band to sing the theme tune.
Well, yeah, obviously. What's the theme tune?
The Alan Keys!
Oh, it's the Hurricane.
It's exactly like the Hurricane.
Exactly like the Hurricane. Yeah, just change the lyrics. We had a tweet from Showbiz News Twitter account. It's Biz News, guys. And they sort of talking about Football Manager 2015 was released this week. And they were talking about the lucky bastards who get to review it, inverted commas. Okay. I don't know if anyone's bought FM 20. Ash, you bought it?
I got a review copy.
You son of a bitch.
I've never played any Football Manager game in my life.
You shouldn't. What? You can't even. You can't look after this one.
What?
No.
How have you not?
I'm not a computer guy.
Oh, yeah.
He had friends.
Yeah, oh, wow. Friends used to go out like beating people up and shit. Standing on street corners chewing gum, baby.
Did that's you stand on street corners doing that thing where you
yeah,
click?
Clicking, chewing gum.
Yeah.
Hang on, Tom was in a doo-wop group.
Yeah. Just like...
Oh, shit, were you one of those guys that stood around a fire in Rocky Five?
Yeah.
Just sort of keeping warm, just... I only have eyes for you.
Is that song actually in Rocky Five?
No, it's
that's
not.
In
it's
something
it's
else.
It's in A Bronx Tale.
A Bronx Tale,
what?
Yes,
A Bronx
it is.
Tale.
Great film.
That's where they sing it. I'm done for this section now. Yeah. I've sung twice. That
you're... But so FM15 came out. So I have bought it, not yet played it. They've got a new sidebar. But if any of you play that, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes.
Yeah. It's well good. I'm playing it. Smashing my brother at the minute.
You're actually playing it now, which is quite rude. You're still playing it as we speak. We had a tweet from The Real Cranky. He wants Aguero in, but has to ditch Costa, Austin, or Pella. And losing Ivanovic would give him the money to do that. Is that worthwhile now?
Well, for me, being someone who has Ivanovic and has had him, he is slightly starting to get less points. He's always picking up cards now as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, he got sent off the other week. He picked up a yellow on Saturday.
He's basically asking if he loses Ivanovic... He can afford to have Aguero and
definitely.
Costa and Pella, or Costa and Austin.
Definitely, that
would. He should drop Ivanovic
surely.
To get him in.
Yeah.
Tom is livid, cranky,
furious.
Yeah, don't.
definitely. Oh yeah, stick him one of the Southampton.
There, you've heard it
cheaper.
Now, widow cranky. Get Aguero. get Aguero in because it was Nicky Metcalf asked us the same question essentially, and it's time for them to go.
Yeah.
For Ivanovic to go. Is it? Coleman and Baines both delivered this week again.
Oh, yeah.
Baines is starting to live up to his price tag.
Yeah.
Tom read somewhere.
This has been my favourite section ever. You are having
a great time. And we got a tweet off someone who doesn't like football. A guy called Paul doesn't like football, knows nothing about it.
Oh, I saw that.
Listened to the podcast so that he could... pretend to his dad that he knew something about football.
Was it Tom?
And no, it wasn't. And this guy, apparently his dad's response was, next thing you'll be snogging girls. And he said, it's not a magic podcast, Dad, which I quite like.
Well, I think we should maybe tell him to something to say. Maybe he could say the thing about Baines.
Maybe.
Baines is living
so this. Hang on, is this a new feature where we give things
for... It's all our bookies for rookies, but... But, you know...
There's an episode of the IT Crowd where they have a football app that helps you blag to know about football.
Yeah, okay.
So this is us just, not stereotypes, just helping gay men who don't like football, apparently.
I now imagine this is actually what Tom does on Wednesdays when he gets to work and he's like,
I listen to
lads.
Well, apparently this guy went home and just sort of said, yeah, Shawcross is having a good couple of weeks,
isn't he? She's brought it up. Yeah. Baking a cake. His dad walks in and just goes, oh, God, he's baking a cake now. Just before his dad walks out of the kitchen, he goes, Shawcross has been racking up the points. Dad just looks at him and goes, you are my son.
that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
So, if you're looking for a new one, yeah. I think it was Paul who did it. Then the new one is, you know, Baines is finally starting to match up his fantasy football price tag.
At last.
God. Don't go.
If only Van Persie could do the same.
Don't then go into Jesse J's price tag flamboyantly, because that won't do anyone any favours. But even if you don't like football, have a bloody listen. So, yeah, hey?
Yeah.
To what, the podcast?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you're talking about.
But back to the
brilliant
point.
Brilliant advice it's for good, people good, who are listening.
It's good to get rid of Ivanovic now, though. Can we agree on that? You think, maybe? He's 7 million, isn't he?
I think you can. Especially when you've got the Southampton players coming in that are cheaper. And not only that, if it allows you to have Costa and Aguero, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then your biggest issue, really, is who's going to be captain.
It's what you're going to do with all your points.
Exactly.
That's the biggest issue
yeah,
then.
Yeah, need to buy a bigger house.
Is Ivanovic still... How much do you say it was?
Around 7, 7 million.
Yeah. So slightly cheaper than Baines.
Just shy of that. But I think so. But then Baines is a set-piece guy. That's why he has all his
set-piece
guy.
7.2,
Yeah. That's a really bad superhero.
In fact, there's Baines, and then the whole Southampton defence, and then Ivanovic is the points.
Yeah.
So like a little league table,
Wow.
Yeah, so...
So I always had Ivanovic because start of the season up until literally a few weeks ago, he was racking in the points, but it's been recently, he has started to...
After the amount of crosses that came through Jan Mat the other day, he might be worth a look as a quite an attacking right back.
Definitely, I'd get him in. I've got the other one, is it Dunnett?
Yeah, damn it. He's only young. He's really cheap as well, isn't he?
He's only 4 million,
He was on loan at St Mirren a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. I don't know if he'll score many... I don't know if he'll get many assists, that kind of thing. But
he might get
Get 6 points, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you need, really. Yeah. That's why I've had Wisdom in for so long, because every now and then I'll put him in on the right week. This week wasn't the right week, sadly. But
I think it's time to dump Wisdom.
Yeah, he just sits on my bench for 4 million, though.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. So I'd get... I'd get done it instead.
Yeah, well, I'm in the process of racking up 2 free transfers at the moment, so I can do a double move.
That's a long time you've got to wait, though, that with an international break.
Yeah, but it makes no difference. In game week time, it's still just 2 weeks. In actual days of hours, it's a long time. It makes no difference.
Oh.
I'm not going
to
log in.
It looks like you just tried to explain the plot of Inception to Tom, and his brain
really
exploded.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
the space-time continuum.
Yeah. Sometimes I get so excited about making a transfer, I make it too early.
Yeah.
I had to stop myself the other day from doing
that. That's why wildcard weeks are fun, because you can do as many as you want.
Yeah, exactly.
We get one of them again soon.
Mm.
It's all right.
That's coming up, isn't it?
That's when
January.
Everybody's team's going to turn super identical, aren't they?
Yeah, they will do. Apart from Tom.
Apart from Jermaine Genus. Apart from this guy. I'm not taking Jermaine out.
Well, the thing of January is good is because some people, will they take gambles on the window on incoming transfers? Obviously, we'll talk about that when it comes.
Yeah.
The players who come in, do you stick to what you know, or do you go crazy? Order something new off the menu.
Yeah.
On my current form, I think in January I could really de-optimise my team. I could have it all with frilly shirts.
That sounds like business jargon to me. De-optimise.
Like, take all the optimisation out of it. Make it as bad as possible. I think I could really mathematically work out like who's got the best colour shoes, get them by name. I reckon with a good, if I really think about it, by the end of the season I could be bottom.
There you go, why not? That's the aim. That's the dream. Giving up already in November. Alright, arson.
Yeah, pretty much.
So if you do want to tweet us and we'll read your tweets, make fun of your name, and try and give you some feedback, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, and we will do that. We will get through your tweets if you tweet us. Probably less Hurricanes pictures now. We've got a lot of them.
Yeah.
But if you're called Alan, tweet on.
Yeah.
Because someone wants to meet you.
Hashtag
someone
Alan.
Wants to meet some Alans. Or if you hate football and you managed to get half an hour through this summer, yeah, give us a tweet. The Gaffer Gambler last week, Anytime Pattern, was a bloody disaster again. You had Naismith, I had Kane, had Pella.
None of them scored.
None of them scored. We had a bit of a disaster again. Yeah. So, and then, you know, the Gaffer Gambler, I did say again it was a tricky-ish week, so it didn't do too well. I called a Swansea-Arsenal as a draw, if you remember.
Yeah, you go,
which I wasn't far off, to be fair. I knew there'd be an upset. And then City, I think, did a lot of damage for gamblers this week. Obviously, the games coming up are international.
They are.
So, it's a bit of a shit one. But I picked out 4 games, which I will tweet. Norway play Azerbaijan away.
Classic. Classic fixture. Wow. We'll do another. We will meet it up at the pub.
There's a lot of history there.
Heritage.
It's got its own podcast. Yeah. Probably, if anything. I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything podcast related puns to deal with that.
There's no way we could miss it.
I mean, that was the first gaffer takes high five. That was
for that
quite unsuccessful as for well. That. Me and Ash sort of like we just caught my thumb and his little finger.
But yeah, Norway away to Azerbaijan, Belgium beating Wales at home, England beating Slovenia, and Italy beating Croatia. £5 returns 35. So they're the four that I've kind of picked out. Looking through it, they're not all. The reason the odds aren't so bad actually is because Italy Croatia, even though it's in Italy, isn't that easier one. If you want to bet on form and go for a bit of form, even though it looks like you shouldn't, Northern Ireland are 5-1 to beat Romania away from home, but they're top of their group.
Oh,
Northern Ireland.
Yeah, so they're actually doing quite well. And the same with Iceland, are 7-2 to beat Czech Republic away. And obviously Iceland, the big result against Holland in the last one we talked about, is also good. If you wanted to double that and go crazy, it comes in at 27-1. But
wow.
It's unlikely. And there's really bad odds on all the home nations, including Republic of Ireland, get qualifying at 40-1, which seems really bad, bearing in mind two of them are in the same group. Seems pretty awful. And the one that we talked about last week, the mythical match.
Oh, yeah,
Between Bayern and Arsenal, when I said it was evens, Bayern won 4-1.
Yeah.
They won their game 4-0. Arsenal only scored one goal against Swansea. It was easy money. It was free money, that. Should have lumped on.
Should have done it, really.
Did you guys see the own goal in the Dortmund game?
I've seen the vines of it kicking about. Isn't it like a 40-yarder?
Oh, where he lobs it.
Yeah, it's incredible. That's amazing.
Unreal.
Because that ended there. Because Bayern, they won their three Champions League games, but lost, like, they're bottom of the league, aren't they? Like, third from bottom or something? Not Bayern, Dortmund.
Yeah, the Bundesliga is crazy right now.
Yeah, so it turned their losing streak round because the other team scored a 40-yard own goal. Really? Quite lucky, yeah.
You do need a bit of luck on that side.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw that on, I think, Vine, which is killing all Premier League and Foreign League highlights, isn't it? But best thing ever. But yeah, if you've got any bets, a few people were tweeting us photos of their betting slips, successful or not, or even before the bets have started, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes and your teams, obviously, in a couple of weeks' time. Or if you've got any international bets on, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes and maybe we can explain them to Tom and Ash, these betting coupons.
Have we ever had somebody tweet in a successful bet?
Yeah, we did. Adam from Man on the Post, the podcast, tweeted us. He had a good start. We had a bit of a chat, actually. A bit of dialogue about it. And then we both agreed that Man City were bastards and lost us all the money that we had. I basically had a good run and I'd won quite a lot of money over the course. Not quite a lot, but I'd done well over the course of the weekend. And then I thought, do you know what? I'll just put it on City. And didn't work out, did it, obviously. But I will tweet any tips that I see that that you might fancy for the weekend, for the international weekend. And obviously tweet us if you've got any as well. That's about it for this part of the podcast, isn't it? Before we move on to part three, where we go through someone's team. We heard Tom sing.
Yeah, I know.
So that's all you need. We should
have
stopped there.
I don't think I'm ever going to have that kind of a high ever again.
We got a tweet from Wayne about your Derby accent.
Oh, yeah.
But he said he was more from Suffolk, so his isn't like that.
Oh, right.
But he liked it anyway.
Can you do a Suffolk accent?
I've never been to Suffolk, never met anyone from Suffolk.
It's going
to
be all the better then.
That's going to be a no. I think you can.
Come on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Any more accent requests?
Send them in. They all sound relatively similar.
Yeah, they do. They do all sound the same. Unless it's American, and they're bloody good at that.
Wait a minute, I'm enjoying this. Can you do Diego Costa?
No way.
What?
We're not just going to sit for 5 minutes now asking Tom to impersonate people.
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are we? No, we're not. So anyway, now that's the end of part two of the Gaffer Tapes. We'll be back in a second with part three, where we go through one of your teams and dissect it with expert opinion. And also me and Tom have a look at it. And we also play a game with Tom and Ash as their stakes continue to rise for their Tottenham Hotspur football kit photo shoot. And all that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Comedy Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash,
hello everybody,
and me, Craig. It's that part of the podcast where we go through one of your teams. If you tweet us your team, then we go through it with a fine tooth comb, try and give you some advice, or if it's better than ours, just laugh at your name a little bit and hope that you don't realise you've got a much better team than we have. Now, we had a very heartfelt message for one this week.
We did, I saw it, yeah.
Tom messaged us again.
Please.
I'm in 103rd, for fuck's sake, help me out, you're supposed to be my mate.
We got some tweets for going through some teams. We also got a DM, or a direct message, as the kids call it.
Not Dungeon Master.
Not a Dungeon Master, no. We are very different, you and I. A DM from a lovely lad called Isaac Kenner, who said he's 13 years old. It's gearing up like a Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I'm stepping away
he wants to swim with dolphins. And he said that he'd love to dance with Bananarama.
Basically, Noel's Christmas present's told him to piss off, so he's here at the gaffer taste. But no, Isaac, he's a 13-year-old listener. I'm presuming he ignores the explicit warning that goes on the iTunes podcast.
Oh, can we ban him?
Because that's the kind of kid he is. He's a rebel.
Yeah.
Well, he is. So,
he's technically like grooming, isn't he?
What? No! Stop it! This is us and we're recording.
Yeah.
And he wants us to go through his team.
He's like a rebel without a cause, except he's got one cause, and that's to finish slightly higher than Tom.
Which he is.
I think he's going to be a lot more than slightly higher.
Yeah,
than
Isaac Kenner.
Yeah.
Great name for starters.
Yeah.
So,
good initials.
IK, exactly. Yeah. His team is the Kamikaze Mafia.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Which feels like if you were a 13-year-old and you put the two coolest words you could put together ever.
Yeah, Kamikaze and Mafia.
Yeah, that's Kamikaze great. Mafia.
Kamikaze Mafia.
Yeah, I like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like a rap group as well, could be.
How old do you sound?
I don't know, like me Nan. Yeah.
Well, that'd be a lovely rap group.
Yeah,
that'd
be a very lovely rap group. They'd be really nice. They were wearing hats backwards.
So Isaac's team is the Kamikaze Mafia. What are we looking at?
Who's go
he He's
team.
In 49th, isn't he?
He is dangerously close to me.
Yeah.
What are you in? 44.
Yeah. Let's see what Kenner man's got.
Okay.
Ayrton Kenner.
So, in goal, he's got Krul and Adrian.
Yeah.
In defence, he's got Klein, Wisdom, Bertrand, Vla and Jan Holt.
Right.
And then across the middle, he's got Sanchez, Hazard, Fabregas, Chadli, Sigurdsson.
Yeah.
So pretty classic. Then up front, he's got Pella, Costa, Berahino.
A pretty...
Yeah, pretty standard.
Top three. The defence seems weak, does it not?
Well, no. He's got he's got Klein and Bertrand, hasn't he? So he's got the two.
Oh, okay.
He's gone double Southampton. Yeah. Klein, sorry. Yeah.
And then who else you got other than Klein and Bertrand in the back?
Well, Ron Vlaar, Jan Holt, and Wisdom.
See, that's not bringing you much, those three, though, is it?
No, they're all super budget, aren't they?
I know, they're all... He's got, and one of them has to play if he's only got the two.
Yeah. Because so he's gone, I guess he rotates, probably rotates Wisdom and Blah, depending on who they're playing.
I want to know, if he's in 49th, when's he doing his homework? That's my question.
Yeah. He's probably putting a lot of hours in.
Yeah.
But he's well, guys. He's tweeted in.
Yeah, so he's doing well, he's doing well in fancy football, but really shit in maths, because he's not doing his work.
Yeah, that's right.
So, are you sure he's 13 and not like 43 and he's going to listen to this and be like, I don't understand the references. Yeah.
He just thinks he's actually a grown adult and we're just patronising him really badly.
Yeah.
Because we're definitely not patronising him if he's 13.
No, definitely not.
No, that's a bloody good
So
good
do
team.
You have any advice for him?
He's got a lot of staples there, hasn't he? Staples of a good side.
But he's still only 49, so there's room for improvement.
There is. I'm thinking a risky strategy.
Why
now.
Not? Do it.
He's very
if
close.
I know Isaac, he's a guy who's up for a risk.
He's very close to me in the league, so he's got to try. It's a little mini game. He's got to try and guess whether I'm trying to optimise or de-optimise his team.
Yeah, so is this sabotage or are you helping him?
Exactly. Okay. So, I would say the players I would look at to maybe take out Wisdom.
Yeah.
Bertrand, controversially.
Really?
Berahino and Pella.
Pella
and Berahino.
Right.
So the question is it real or not? But I think those teams have got really difficult run of games coming up. Swansea and... Oh, no, sorry, I'm talking about...
Southampton.
Yeah.
Have got a really difficult run of games.
Yeah, we talked about their tough run of games, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think West Brom are doing much either. And they've got a really difficult run of games as well.
Right.
So, do you keep Pella, Wisdom, Berahino and all that lot in? Or do you, do you switch them? Because you could go... The Newcastle route have got a much easier run of games. You could easily swap two of those.
So bring in a Jan Mat.
Jan Mat, Ozi, or Sacco.
Yeah.
You could still, if he got rid of Bertrand and swap Pella for someone slightly cheaper.
Yeah. Well, Charlie Austin, like we say, Charlie Austin's got Leicester and Newcastle in the next 2 weeks, so that's there's potential for a couple of goals there.
Yeah, so he could even get Baines in. Yeah. Drop, if he got rid of one of them, Pella, got someone cheaper like Kane or Ozzy.
I think Isaac's game. Yeah. This is a man who wants to be part of both the Kamikaze and the Mafia.
Yeah.
So, is Kamikaze a game?
It's not a thing.
That's
no.
just a pilot it's killing himself.
It's more of a strategy.
State of mind.
Yeah.
Well, if he's Kamikaze Mafia, then he's probably up for this. That's no problem. He'll take them all out. Isaac's not scared.
Could be the Kamikaze strategy he's looking for.
I think that's a good show, and I think that's solid advice, because if you'd have gone, yeah, so am I trying to sabotage his team or give him tips? Take out Diego Costa and just pop in Agüero.
So, looking at fixtures, then maybe that's a good tip. So you're looking at maybe Berahino and Pella could make way for two with an easier run slightly, like the likes of Costa or Iosi.
Yeah.
And, so there's your tips. And stay in school.
Good, yeah. So don't do drugs.
There's your other bloody tip.
Oh, yeah. Or start doing drugs. Mm. Swap all your team round. Get Bobby's head in there. And then finish below me in the league. But you know, if anybody feels they want to follow that advice.
Well, there's our tips for Isaac. Mm. But thank you for listening, Isaac, genuinely.
I was quite quiet throughout that because I was trying to think of a pun on his name.
Oh, Kenner.
Couldn't do it.
Ayrton Kenner's the best
Ayrton
I got.
Ayrton Kenner. I couldn't get past that.
Any others? No, I couldn't. I gave up, to be honest with you.
Oh, I did. I did all of it.
You kinda do it.
No. Yeah. Yes. This is why Tom and I do the puns. No.
No, sorry. We did high five that. That was a much better high five. But yeah.
It was a better high five.
I should retract the high five.
A Kenna tattoo? Like a henna?
Yeah.
We'll move on.
See, come on.
We'll move on.
But
we'll
I've got more. I put more into it because I went for the high five.
Slightly, yeah.
Yeah.
But I made up for it.
But yeah, thank you, Isaac, for getting in touch with your team.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
And if you want... it's a bit weird delivering advice to a 13-year-old there.
Yeah, it is.
But... Got it. It's all right. Ash helped out, hopefully. And if you overtake Ash next week, if he doesn't follow his own advice, then let us know. And if you want us to go through your team, then do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. As we've shown, there's no age limit. We want let's get a bloody 83-year-old in.
Yeah, please.
If anything, some pensioners.
Bloody last.
That's what we want. Some pensioners. You know,
it's got to be a big 83-year-old podcast fantasy football.
Yeah, there probably is.
Why not? I think old people like footballs and fantasies.
Yeah.
Their fantasies just to play football. They can't
their fantasies to just be able to afford to put the bloody heating on it.
They haven't been able to play football for years. Every football for them is a fantasy. So yeah, they will. They'll be up for that. It's no problem.
You know, have you seen that thing? Have you seen the advert for the people, you know, that game which like...
The walking football.
Yeah, I saw loads of people playing it. But it must be well popular because there were loads of people who were blatantly about 24 playing it.
Yeah, just
so
lazy.
So half the team, just like walking along. It's so surreal.
Yeah, it's a strange sport.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd still smash my 5-side.
But there's, you know, there's universities have like Quidditch teams, so I don't think we need to. There's a place for walking football, I think. Probably. Yeah. Don't play either.
And football golf as well. Someone suggested that I do that on my stag do. Football golf. Played on a full golf course, 18 hole golf course, and you just all have a ball and you have to kick.
What, to hit the flag with a football?
To get it in a.
What?
To get it in the 20 hole. No, is it, I think, yeah, maybe it is to hit the
flag. Is it how far you can get around the course before the golf club throw you out?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. There's no way they'd like that.
Yeah.
But it helps us seamlessly move on, Thomas, because you do have a stag do impending.
I do indeed, sir.
Tom is getting married. He keeps referring to his girlfriend on the show, but soon to be wife.
Yeah, and,
so this week, for this, do you?
I keep introducing her as girlfriend, which should be fiancé.
Yeah, but that's such a silly word, because it's such a temporary state.
It's silly.
It's not
it's
a real
silly.
Word.
It makes me sound a little bit pretentious.
Yeah, I think that.
I think that, but I want to say that to her, but I can't.
But she never gets this far into the podcast, you'll be fine. But no, I agree, because it's not a real word. It's a word made up for a temporary state. You feel like a knobhead.
It's my fiancé. I've got a fiancé. Look at me.
Yeah, you'd feel like a dick, wouldn't you? It's absolutely. Either girlfriend or wife. There's no in between,
really.
Or just
the missus.
The other day, when I had to phone the insurance company and they said, who was the other driver, that kind of thing. And I said, the classic thing. I said, my girlfriend. And they were like, what's her date of birth? And I said, I didn't know. And she went, okay, well, have you guys not been going out long? And I was like, well, yeah, she's my wife. We've been together 10 years.
Somehow
she was like, you're a spastic.
We've now descended to middle-aged men talking about wives and girlfriends.
Bloody
wives. Wags. Bloody wags.
Yeah, wags.
But yeah, as it is your stag do coming up, and I couldn't find any hilarious YouTube comments because the idiots obviously took a week off, watched Coach Trip and just abused me.
That's a conversation for another
that's
time.
Another time. We are going to carry on the game where... Tom and Ash do compete to see who can lose, basically. Who's going to lose and who's going to have their photo shoot in a Tottenham shirt at the end of season with the scores at
4-3 now.
4-3. Tom brought it 4-3, back.
4-3. Oh, baby. Christ. What are you having on the back of your Tottenham shirt?
Adebayor for Tom.
What? If it's me, which is.
If you lose.
Yeah. A, it's going to be Adebayor.
Adebayor for Tom because he bloody loves him.
Yeah. We'll I still think I've got the wrong end.
I think for me it's not even a chance because I love Tottenham. So it'd be fine.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
If anything, it'd be more of a punishment if I had to wear, oh no, West Ham shirt. Yeah. It'd be like, I'll do that. You buy me a West Ham shirt.
It's the most Scrooge way to get your friends to buy you a West Ham shirt. Yeah. Ashes a ledge.
I have got 63 on the back. Oh, guys.
I've got a new game for this week and this week only to celebrate Tom's impending wedding and his stag do coming up. Have you ever played the app phenomenon Heads Up?
Yes.
Where you have to...
You got me into that. Actually.
I did, yeah. You describe a word and they have to guess what it is. Articulate is the sort of board game version of it. So I've got that, but they're all stag related.
Oh.
So they're all going to have the word stag in there. For instance, if I was to say to you a TV crime duo who were
Anna
two
Jay.
People and in the 70s, I might have made that 60s, it would be Stagney and Lacey.
Oh, okay. Stag puns.
Like, a cartoon cuddly cat.
Stagpus.
Stagpus. Yes. Oh, Stagpus.
Okay. Cool.
So we've got 12 in total. Now, if you say the actual name rather than the real one, you don't get it.
So you need to say
it needs to have stag in it. So we've got 12 in total. Now, it's up to you. I'm going to give you an option. You can say whoever gets the most out of the 12 gets 1 point, or these can be real-life points.
What?
Oh, real-life
So we
points,
could do them point
in...
for point.
No,
just one.
It could kill the whole season.
You're too scared.
It could kill my season, did you?
Could kill the whole season.
If you win 12-0, it's
just there.
Okay, so, and you're saying them, and then we're
I'm describing, and you're going to guess, okay? So they're going to be...
guessing at the same time?
You're both guessing at the same time. You're going to say it out loud. There's no need for writing down and all this sort of stuff.
Ash has got a pen.
To keep score.
I think that's to stab you with.
Okay.
Stab him in the eye.
Okay. So, yeah, we're looking for the stag puns. Okay, so, first one is... I'm a centre back and I play for Everton in England and I used to play for Sheffield United. I scored a great goal against Liverpool in the Merseyside derby in the last minute. A lot of people have me on fantasy football. My first name rhymes with Bill. I play centre back for Everton.
I forgot what the first thing was that you said. Oh, okay.
Centre back for Everton.
Yeah.
Scored in the Merseyside derby. My first name is someone Mitchell off EastEnders.
Yeah.
What? Oh, Phil Stagielka.
Yeah!
That was so special, yeah.
That's, wow, you two.
No. I even got who you were talking about.
Well, you didn't. Right, so it's one nil to Ash.
Fuck me,
that was easy.
Torturous. Right, okay.
Right, no. Next one, okay. If you don't get in third time, just give up.
It's fine.
So, so the linesman will wave one of these if you get caught.
It's the stag.
Yeah, but what kind of... If the attacker's in front of the...
Offside stag.
The offside stag is 1-0. Yeah. Okay, next one. You're never getting this. But anyway...
not a minute now.
Okay, we're going to skip. We're going
to... No, come on.
Okay, Italian goalkeeper in the 90s. And he played for Juventus, I believe, and he got caps for Italy. His first name is the same as Mr. Viali.
Yeah.
Did he give you 5 seconds, Jack on it? Yeah.
Oh, fuck, what's his name?
Stagucci.
No, we're time up on that. It's Gianluca Stagliuca. Pagliuca,
it
is.
Oh, of course it was.
Okay, this next one is a slang term for the goal. You say stick it in the goal, but it's stick it in the stag. Yeah, but it's the... And it, the
oh, the onion stag.
Yeah! The onion stag. So it's 2-1.
No!
It's 2-1. So, also, I want to know if anyone listening to this at home has got all of these way before Tom and Ash.
Of course they have.
So the onion stag, that's 2-1 to Tom. Next one. I look like Penfold and I used to be manager of Fulham, but I was fucking awful. And I got them relegated and I used to apparently manage Bayern Munich. And my first name is the name of a cat food. Cats like...
Kitty cats.
Oh, Felix Stagat?
Yeah! Felix Stagat. So that's 2-2. Ash and Tom, next one, a really low level side, conference type side, and there's two names in it, so it's something and
Stagenham
and Redbridge.
Yes, Stagenham and Redbridge.
Yeah! Come on, it's loads better.
Staggering him at Accrington Stagley. It doesn't even rhyme.
Yeah.
Right, so it's 3-2 to Tom. We still, this is close, I like this. When Hearts play Hibs and it's a derby, if you win, then that gives you the...
Stagging rights.
Yes, the stagging rights.
I'm on it now.
It's 4-2. 4-2 to Tom. Okay, 90s Romanian footballer starred at the 1994 World Cup, played in the centre of midfield. One of the geniuses of football.
Georgi Staggy.
Yes, George Stagy. Haji. Stagy. Yeah. That works. 4-3 to Tom. Wow, this one's... God. Right. Loosely football related for misbehaving footballers. For instance, when Jermaine Pennant got done for drink driving, he had to wear one of these on his ankle. When he
Electronic
played...
stag.
Yeah!
Oh!
Electronic
four
stag.
All.
Four
shit.
All. Four all with three left.
Fuck.
Fuck me.
There's going to be no draws here, kids. Once a month, you can buy this and have a read through it.
Football Stagazine?
Yeah, but it's a particular one. It's
Match Stagazine.
It's named after a formation.
4-4-2 Stagazine!
Yes!
Oh. Yes! I started screaming.
They're getting so into it.
I feel myself gone
wrong.
So
red.
It's is that, what's
five,
that?
5-4.
5-4.
Two left.
Okay. A certain national team play their games at this stadium, and the Zinedine Zidane played for them.
Stag de France.
The Stag de France it is.
Shit.
It's 5-5.
Oh, so this is the decider?
This is the decider.
Oh,
when this happens on TV, I obviously never rigged that.
Yeah.
We haven't. 5-5.
I was just thinking.
Last one. Okay.
Oh.
I'm Italiano. And I go up to take the 1994 World Cup final penalty and I blow
it. Roberto Staggio.
Yes! Staggio. Roberto Staggio. And he's done it. And he celebrated more than Brazil did. When they actually won that.
Oh, yes.
So I get the feeling that game was a success. Sadly, not one of us gets married every week.
Wow.
But enjoy the stag do, mate. And so, Staggio. That's
four,
that's four
all
in the series.
This is the happiest I've ever been.
You are going home a happy man.
I am.
And you're going to tell that girlfriend / fiance / future wife that you only bloody went and won.
Yeah, and she's going to go, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, get
in your cupboard.
Get a proper hobby.
Sweat. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's it. So that's the end of that part of the quiz. So it's 4-4. We'll be back to YouTube action when we come back after the next game week 12.
Yes.
And tweet us. So tweet us in at the Gaffer Tapes if you played along and got them all a lot quicker than Tom and Ash, because Phil Stagielka was quite frankly embarrassing.
To be fair, it was. But once I'd been calibrated, after that, I was bish bash bosh.
I think if you go back, The number of ones you got that were football related,
yeah,
to the ones that were nonsense related,
yeah,
well, it was quite scale.
It was
stag.
Thankfully, you caught on. I thought it was going to be the longest 10 minutes
no,
of my
it
life.
Was good.
It
really
was good. We got
that.
It did get heated up. You actually jumped up out of your seat and celebrated and fist pumped. You did a Henman.
You got the last one so quick.
Yeah, it was quick.
Yeah,
it was quick. But it was 90s nostalgia. He loves it. But yeah, if you did. Play along, or you want your team look to us next week before game week 12, then tweet us in at the Gaffer Tapes. You can also follow us on Twitter. You can follow Tom.
At @the_Tom_Holmes.
Yeah, and you can follow Ash.
At Gremzilla.
Or you can follow me at Craig Hazel. But most importantly, follow at the Gaffer Tapes. Listen, tweet us in, get us a review on iTunes. But for now, thank you very much for listening and goodbye.
He was never the best wrestler.
Batista wasn't.
No, it wasn't that good.
He was just big.
Just roided up, mate.
Is that what Brock's like?
No, Brock's talented. Brock's talented because obviously Brock came from an amateur wrestling background.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily make spectacular watching, does it?
Well, it does. I mean, but he's got a lot more. He had the persona. He had, the ruthless aggression.
True. But he managed to do it without saying much because he's quite a dull man.
Yeah, but that's good. Lesnar. Yeah, but Goldberg was like that. Goldberg never said anything. The only two words Goldberg said for about a year was, "Who's next?"
Well, if that's all he can say, why has he got a fucking podcast that does better than ours?
Well, Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he says a little bit more now.
Yeah. Well, he has to.
He's related to Whoopi.
And Gold Dust.
Yeah.